Today is Monday, September 24th, 2018, and this is Daily DVR. Welcome, welcome. Happy Monday, everyone. This is Axel. Welcome back to Daily DVR. Remember, check us out at dvrpodcast.com. If you want to become a patron and get this show 5 days a week instead of three, hit us up at patreon.com/DVR. And of course, find us on Twitter, DVR Podcast, and me, W. Axel Foley. Email us at dvrpodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's do this. Well, listen, over the weekend, I got some great emails. I got two emails from Newbie Dudes. I got another email from John. And I got an email from Kellum. I want to thank all three of them for sending me emails. I'm just going to do a quick show today because I am under the influence of illness. I don't even know what I'm saying. I got the flu. Like 20 minutes after I uploaded the pod on Friday, I got a call that Lachlan had thrown up in the hallway at school. I went and picked him up, and I'm sick too. So, as you can tell, I'm kind of going a little bit slow today, but I promised I was going to do a pod every day, so I'm doing it. And I also promised on Friday that I'd read Michael's email, and I didn't get a chance to. So today's show is just going to be the email from Michael Aaron. I'll get to news, all that kind of stuff tomorrow. It can wait a day, people. And I'll be more into talking about it. You know, it's one of the things about podcasting is I've never really faked it on a podcast, put on a show. You know, hey, there's times where you got to kind of get into the, you want to do it, but it's not sinking, you know, just like with all art expression. But I'm not going to try to push my way through Daily DVR. I'm just going to have a show where we do something different. So first off, though, I am going to say, Kellum, thanks for your email. Great patron of ours. Really appreciate it, brother. And he writes, I've been really enjoying the Daily DVR podcast. In a couple of episodes, you mentioned a video game streamer named Newbie Dudes. I tried searching on Twitch, but I'm probably getting the spelling wrong. All right. It's NOOBIEDOOZ. That's Newbie Dudes. NOOBIEDOOZ. And she's part of Hell's Army. Now you may know Newbie as Sandy, and, you can check her out on Twitch. And, like I said, I have the alerts on my phone and everything. And when I can, I try to drop in, if I'm available with the kid or something. Sometimes he likes to look too. But Twitch is really cool. I'm really learning more about Twitch actually. And it's really kind of like an alternate YouTube. It's a video platform. I guess it started on video games, but so much more happens there. So I think that's kind of interesting, you know, having worked for TV stations and ran a TV station, which if I could go back and do it again without the people, the board, I would have had so much more fun, but it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, Kellum, she's doing it. So check her out. And I'll include that in the show notes today. I don't know if I can include a link to the Twitch thing. I'll figure it out. But he says also a fun game that my wife and I play together on PS4 is called Overcooked. You control a chef in a kitchen and you have to prepare different types of food. You can also play cooperatively or competitively. Dude, thank you for writing in about these fun games. I'm going to check that out because first of all, my son loves cooking. We're really getting into Top Chef Junior now. We watched as a family, like, because we're all sick, like 4 episodes. Over the weekend. And that sounds really fun. I remember seeing that, Overcooked. All right, thanks, Kellum. If anyone else has video games that they like, hit me up with them because I'm all about that. Like I said, I'm not too into the first person stuff. I like little weird games like this too. That sounds cool. You have to prepare different types of food. I'm thinking about it now. That sounds kind of fun. I wonder if you can really learn to cook from it. That might be asking too much. All right, Kellum, thank you so much, brother. And if there's anything else you want to hear talked about or anything, give me a holler. With shows coming up too, since I'm doing this show, if there's anything that I could be covering, I'd like to do that. Speaking of newbie dudes, she wrote me in a great email with some awesome suggestions. I'm probably going to go over her email sometime later this week. And that's why I haven't replied to you, newbie. I got your email. Thank you. Because I like kind of try to reply through the podcast and I'll write you a little note. She had some good suggestions about the show, which I want to try to implement. And I may try to do different formats over the coming weeks. You might get a show and it might just be like totally different. So let's see what happens. Not totally different. I mean, I'm not going to start talking about like baseball or something, but you know what I mean? Just format wise. But, anyway, I appreciate the feedback. And Kellum, thanks for that Overcooked. And I'm glad you're enjoying the show, brother. And thank you for your continued support. So let's get to Michael. Let's see what Michael has to say. Now, you all may know Michael Lacombe, Michael Aaron, from What Up Doe podcast. He was on Inside DJ's DVR, Westworld Theory Cast, podcast Winterfell. Great dude from Detroit. And he wrote in. So here we go. I'm finally starting to get my raggedy life together. And I'm currently sitting in my backyard with a cigar, some whiskey, my laptop, and my iPhone. I'm getting some work done before I head back into the office. And while I'm working, I decided to get into your new daily DVR podcast. I'm listening to the third episode and I've got some thoughts. Here we go. I didn't know you frequented Dark Horizons. I don't know how long I've been going on that site, but I feel like it's since the late 90s. Absolutely love that site. Yeah. Another thing we got in common, brother. Yeah. Dark Horizons. I could be wrong, but I remember going to my college computer lab and waiting for the frames to load, you know? And that was between 92 and 96, 97. So it's been a long time. That guy's been doing it from Australia and he's the best. I mean, literally anyone out there, if you want to know what's happening at any point in time, at like the end of a day, you just want like a digest of interesting and cool TV and film news, go to Dark Horizons. Because one of the things that he doesn't do there is include a lot of fluff articles, like just to get you to click on it. Now, some of the ads on it are sometimes it's a little pop-ups and stuff, but you know, he's got to do his business. And for being able to do that for so long, I really have to say, what a great site, Dark Horizons. Michael continues, I noticed you've been watching the comic book movies a bit more. Nice. I don't know if your opinion on them has changed since we talked about it when you came to Detroit. That was a year ago. Thank you for picking me up at the airport. But of the 20 films that have been released, we got two of the best ones this year, Black Panther and Infinity War. I'm sure it's on record somewhere, and as I attempt to get caught up on podcasts, I'm sure I'll come across your thoughts. But I'm curious how you feel about those two. Love them. I was just rewatching Black Panther over this weekend with Lachlan. I love Black Panther. Infinity War, I loved it. It's a little too dark, I think, for the kid right now. I have been getting into this stuff a lot more. And I'm really happy about it. You know what? I want to thank you, Mike, and DJ, and Glenn, and Heath, and just a lot of other people, the guys from Tower of Babel podcast, because I think I was just kind of maybe being arrogant there and maybe a little, and as I do this podcast, I like it too, because I listen back or I think, and I say, you know, I'm just the kind of person, I just come out with how I feel. And I don't have a problem with being wrong or sounding stupid or looking back and saying, I shouldn't have said that, or I need to change, or because I think change is life and this is part of it. I still hold my feelings that, economically speaking, these films are, it's hard to say, you know, it's not their fault. It's just the way the world is, right? You know, Hollywood is not a place anymore that makes a lot of adult dramas, which is where I think, or, new IP, new stuff, right? A new idea. Like for me, that's the cross here, is we're getting something that we already knew and it's preventing other art from being created because of the economic situation. And that bothered me for a while. But I still watch the movies, man, and I still complained about it. So one thing I know about myself is this. When I really complain about something, I care. It doesn't mean I secretly like it, because there's one thing in particular I complain about constantly that's taking over all of our lives, our president, that I don't secretly like. But I care, right? I care. That's kind of always my gauge in life. If someone gets real mad about something, they're like, oh, that was so stupid. I hate that. That was so stupid. You're like, okay, why do you care so much? I mean, it's obvious because you care. So let's talk about why we care, you know? So I always try to investigate that within myself, why I care, you know? And why I cared is because I really love these movies and I really love the stories and I really love the adventure and the discovery and the mystery and the wonder. I love all that stuff. And once I guess it took watching the movies with my son to break that kind of hard exterior that had formed. So yeah, and guess what? I'm going to get the streaming service from Disney when it comes out too. So look, I was wrong. I should have been enjoying these movies more, and now I am. And I appreciate that, that everyone kind of talked me and worked me through it. And who knows, you know, what'll be next? Maybe next I'll be watching The Simpsons and BoJack Horseman and stuff, and I'll like zany cartoons and stuff. Because somewhere in there I love them too and want to love them, right? Interesting. Ah, so is life. But again, I loved Black Panther. I thought it was a real film. I have to actually say that. I really did. I mean, there's parts in it. It's just like for Last Jedi. In my mind, if you could cut out like kind of all the stuff with Finn, which was silly and they're running, you know, it would have been a better film. With Black Panther, the fight at the end is a little, you know, CG. You know, that's what you get, right? But otherwise, I really enjoyed it. I thought the beginning, I mean, I still get chills just thinking about the beginning of that movie, how it just lays out this mythology and history. I just think it was really cool. And Chadwick Boseman is, I really think that dude is just dope, man. He's a really cool guy, and he really pulled all the actors and actresses in it, his sister. I really love that movie. And Infinity War, I thought was kick-ass. I really did. I thought, I wish maybe, now that I'm kind of getting into it, if I can critique it with love, I would say, gosh, I wish they had gotten into this stuff earlier, you know, because I don't have as much confidence as everyone else does that 30 or 40 years from now, we're going to be living in a world where they're on, you know, they keep on making these movies. This might be over sooner than you think. So everyone thought Westerns were going to last forever and horror, Jason, Friday the 13th was going to last forever. And rom-coms were always going to be the hits. There's always things, I mean, we're going on 10 years now almost, but I'm just saying that I guess what I really loved in Infinity War is how it brought everyone together. And I would have, I'll say it this way. If I had that feeling earlier with some of the other standalone films, it might've carried me better. You know what I mean? Like Doctor Strange which I thought was cool in a lot of ways, but there was something missing from, like, if they could have integrated some of this into it, or I don't know how you do that. I'm not quite sure, but it just felt a little bit like I was watching it and I was kind of like, this is really cool. And I like seeing everyone kind of get together. And the Spider-Man movie too was great too, if you want to add that to it. And I hear that Ant-Man and Wasp is just a really cool, like, heisty, fun movie or something. I don't know. I just hearing that it's a good standalone movie, but, I'm getting into it. He continues, I can't believe you still watch the fucking Bachelor. It boggles my mind. Ah, man, come on. It's fun. I watch it with my wife. I don't take it seriously. I get into it and stuff, but it's just, I don't know. I guess in the same way, I made myself less hard to, the Marvel movies. Why don't you fall in love with The Bachelor, Mike? Fall in love with it. Let yourself go away and make fun of it. I bet you, if you and the lady sat down, and I know that she's got a great sense of humor and she's cool. So if you sat down and you two watch The Bachelor, you make fun of people. I'm sure, don't you watch anything like that where you just make fun of it on TV? That's what we do. So The Bachelor is just like, that's something that kind of started early in our relationship. And I was, I've become more of a reality fan with my wife. Cause they're like, I guess, you know what? I'll put it to this way. Reality shows have taken the place of the half hour comedy in, like, our TV viewing. That's kind of what they have become, like a half hour comedy. They're just funny, stupid shows. And trust me, I fast forward through half of The Bachelor every week. Actually more so my wife is like, we don't need to watch this. He continues, I'm sure that as I get caught up your podcast, I'll get more info on the things you're watching, but here's a bit of what I've been watching when I have the time. All right, cool. So little reviews of shows from Mike. Better Call Saul, probably my favorite show on TV. It's between that and The Handmaid's Tale. Both shows are stellar. I can't say I like Better Call Saul more than Breaking Bad. I know that's becoming something of a trendy opinion to have, but I still give Breaking Bad the edge because of the characters. All of the characters on Better Call Saul are people we know from Breaking Bad, aside from Chuck, Kim, Howard, and other secondary characters. The one thing that Better Call Saul is lacking is an original standout character. See, this is where I just have... But you just mentioned Kim. To me, Kim is Better Call Saul. So I think that... I understand, like... I guess I know what you mean by breakout, right? She's not like, you know, a Mike, you know, that kind of broke, or Saul himself, right? Like these, like, kind of larger than life characters. But I do kind of think Kim is a breakout character. More subtle, perhaps, but she, I mean, I tune in to see her every week. I think Rhea Seahorn is just fantastic. He continues, they've made Jimmy Saul into something of a new character who is absolutely and undoubtedly an amazing character, but there's no one as captivating as Walter White or Jesse Pinkman. I think that's what you mean, captivating. On the flip side, I feel like the production value on Better Call Saul is even better than it was on Breaking Bad. Gilligan is at his peak. Every episode is like a short movie. Yeah, we totally agree on this, brother. I agree. It is like a short movie, and it's that opportunity to be creative. You know, oops, sorry about that, guys. I just kicked something and it fell down. Here we go, live on DVR podcast, daily DVR, baby. Yeah, I see what you're saying about every episode being a short movie, and I feel like. Yeah, it's just such a creative environment, you know? It reminds me of have to bring up Lost every episode, but why Damon and Carlton said to ABC, we need to have an end date for the show, and why that becomes so important for so many creators that they can control when the show ends and they have the end date. And with this, that because it gives you a freedom, right? it gives you a freedom to create and not worry like, we have to get ratings or we have to do an episode like this or blah, 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 right? Something that has that does not have to do with the story and the way you tell it. And with Better Call Saul, it is like they are, it's like film school. They're just going out there and creating, you know, and like I say, I'm a big believer. I'm not a competitive person because I believe that you're only ever truly in competition with yourself. And I know that sounds silly, but that is really what I believe. And I've always been that way. And it has pissed some people off who want me to be competitive, but I'm not competitive. Because you know, you only ever lose because you didn't do the best you could. No one is ever better, you know? And I know that sounds silly if you're like playing Michael Jordan in basketball, but I just feel like the people on Better Call Saul feel that way. That they're not in competition with Breaking Bad, the network, the audience, they're constantly just in competition with themselves. They want to make something, they want to do the best that they can do. And it just bleeds through the show. Absolutely love it. Still thinking about how I can get around that competition thing when it comes to playing basketball against Michael Jordan, but I'll figure that out later. Mayans. I'm a big Sons of Anarchy fan, so I was there for Mayans on day one. I've only watched the first episode, but it was great. His cable went out, he said. Well, tell us if you got your cable back, Mike, and tell us what you think of the Mayans. I kept on covering it, so go back and you can listen. And I'm going to keep on covering it. I absolutely love it. I'm there. I know that you said that the first episode was great. You're going to love the second and third episodes. So maybe we'll have you on and you can talk about it. I want to bring guests on this show too. The Deuce. Loved season one. I'll be watching episodes 1 and 2 of season 2 as soon as I can. Still, I don't know what it is about The Deuce. I got to get back into it. I listened to Mike and Jason talk about it. But I actually never finished watching the season, as I admitted earlier. And for some reason, I don't know why that is. Maybe it's the subject matter. I must admit too, I'm not a big Maggie Gyllenhaal fan. I never have been. I don't know. There's something about her acting that rubs me the wrong way. I don't know why. I don't know why that is. We all have our peculiarities, but she doesn't keep me away from the show, but I'm just something. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know why it is The Deuce. I gotta get into it. See, it's that love hate thing again. I got to figure out what that's about. So there's a spark there. I'll end up watching it. American Vandal. This was a favorite of Alan Sepinwall and Brian Grubb on their podcast. Great podcast. Alan Sepinwall is now at Rolling Stone. I mean, when will Alan Sepinwall be the New York Times? He should just be America's TV critic. I believe it made both their list of the best shows of 2017, and I believe it was in the top three of Brian. Season 2 is on Netflix, and I've watched the first 5 eps already. Episodes. Oh, let's see, but you didn't tell me if you like it or not. Okay, tell me what you think. I didn't get a chance to watch it yet. I really want to watch American Vandal season 2. I thought season 1 was so fantastic, and I hope everyone out there checks it out because it's just one of a kind thing. Mr. Robot, kind of an old one, but I love season 3. It was in my top three favorite shows of last year. Season 2 felt like it was up its own ass too much, but season 3 was great. Yeah, Mr. Robot, I'm really looking forward to coming back, and they're going to end this story. I think this is the last season. And I agree, season 2 is finding his way through it. And it again, upon reflection, the whole misdirection in season 2 was completely unnecessary. And really, I think I remember him kind of saying that when he was on the watch with Andy Greenwald. The last time he was on, I think Andy might have said something like that when they talked about it. But anyway, Also, don't forget, Michael, that Sam Ismail has a new show with Julia Roberts coming to Amazon. So look that up and you'll find it as I am forgetting the name of it. But let's see. Julia Roberts. It's going to come on. Look at this. This doesn't take long, people. I'm at a computer. Wow. It did take long. For some reason, my computer's taking so long. I'll get back to it. Westworld. I'm way behind on your podcasts, but I stand up to my thoughts I articulated. The episode I did with DJ Tim Hines after episode 9 of the show. All in all, I thought it was still a good season, but ultimately I was disappointed. Like season 2 of Mr. Robot, I feel like Westworld was up its ass too much this year. What does up its own ass mean? Sacrificing cohesive storytelling for trickery and necessarily complex, convoluted plot devices. That's what it means. I think Aaron Paul will certainly turn up season 3 a few notches, and I like the direction the show appears to be heading after the events of the finale. I am in a minority that I loved season 2 of Westworld, except for the conclusion to Maeve's story, which I found to be very disappointing to me. Maybe that'll change upon a rewatch or season 3, I'm not sure. But yeah, I don't know. You're not alone. You're not alone that it's sacrificed cohesive storytelling for trickery and unnecessarily complex, convoluted plot devices. That's that sentence right there. You caught it. And I don't know if I completely disagree, but I kind of think it worked. So, and I like the trickery. Excuse me. So I guess that's kind of what it is if you bought it, and I bought into it. So let's see how I feel when I rewatch the season. That's going to be interesting. I'll be open to it. I'll be open to being more critical, definitely. And we both agree Aaron Paul will make season 3 better because he brings the emotion that I feel that the character that, let's see, I mean, really the emotional center point for me is Maeve. So I think for Aaron Paul to enter in, I hope he enters in not with her, not with Dandy Newton. I hope he is in kind of a separate area so we can kind of spread the emotion around. I still watch, Michael continues, I still watch Real Time with Bill Maher pretty consistently, as well as Insecure on HBO. Also been watching Who is America on Showtime. I still watch Bill Maher. It depends on the guests. It's a fun show to watch. It sometimes it can be infuriating. I definitely do not agree with a lot of what he has to say or a lot of the guests, but it's a good show to watch, and that's why you watch it, right? You don't watch. You watch to kind of. I think he brings different perspectives. And I also think that one of the things about Bill Maher is that I've always found he has a good way of actually delivering political comedy. A lot of political comedy turns me off because it's so snarky. He's not snarky, he's angry. And that's okay with me. I like that better. A couple of things I'd like to get into. Sharp Objects. I have the entire season on my DVR. I'll get to that at some point. Me too. My wife and I will definitely watch Sharp Objects. Ozark. I'm in the middle of season 2, and Newbie has some thoughts on that we'll get to later in the week. And Newbie, if you have more thoughts on season 2, send them in, and we'll talk about it when I talk about your email. If you have the opportunity, please. Thank you. I'm thinking about Jack Ryan, but want to hear your thoughts first. I think I know you like Homeland, right? Or you've had similar issues with Homeland, if I remember correctly. I think you'll like Jack Ryan. It's toned down a little bit. It's a little vanilla, but I think it's pretty fun. Jim Carrey's new show, Kidding. I only saw the first episode of Kidding. I don't know if I'm going to continue with it. I just don't know if it's my bag. Might be a great show. But I just don't know. If I do tune into them, I'll tell everybody. All right, everybody. I think that's it. I wish I could give you more today. I actually gave you a little bit more than I thought I would. I want to thank Kellum, and I want to thank Michael for their emails. Today, I just want to quickly give a shout because there's two shows premiering. sorry about that. There's two shows premiering, and those are kind of interesting ones. Magnum PI, which is a reboot of the classics, you know, Tom Selleck, but Jay Hernandez is going to play the lead. And Manifest, which is a show about a plane that takes off and lands, and then the people who are on the plane think that they just did one regular flight, but really they were missing for 5 years. And it's the kind of lost-ish type, what's going on? They claim that they don't know. Are we going to find out by the end of the episode? Okay, now, I'm going to give it a shot. And Metacritic has a great opening line here for the short review, which is, give NBC execs credit for resisting the urge to title this one Found, like Lost, but in reverse. And then of course they had to insult Lost. You know what? Fuck you for that. All right. Next up, I'm going to give it a shot and I want to hear what other Losties have to say. Until they do Lost, you know, Dharma Family, or my idea where like a family joins Dharma, they come to the island, it's very early on, you know, the father, we get to see what's going on. From, you know, go in the direction we didn't go. I want to see that like deep Dharma mythology, sci-fi weirdness stuff, you know? I want to see like a 6-episode arc of actually the first time they, you know, try to turn the donkey wheel, or how, when they found, you know, I want to see all that kind of stuff. I want to see them build it. All right. But someday that'll come. But anyway, they'll keep on making these shows and I'm going to watch the pilots of all of them, because I always do. And we'll see if it's any fun. So I want to hear what everyone else has to say. And Magnum PI, I'll give it a shot because I think it looks kind of fun and it's shot in Hawaii, another Lost reference. And I'm glad, and look how Lost has spurned this whole production in Hawaii thing. That's really awesome. You know, all these years later, you still have, there's like 2 or 3 shows that are produced in Hawaii. There's the other remake. I can't even remember, with the two guys and actually what's his name? Daniel Kim is on it too, right? I can't remember what the name of that show is. I think I watched like 3 episodes, but this is cool. There you go. Magnum PI. Oh, Hawaii 5-0. Duh. Right. So that, Manifest and Magnum PI premiere tonight. We've got season premieres of Big Bang Theory, Bull, The Good Doctor, The Resident, The Voice, Young Sheldon. So a lot of returning stuff. One of the things is you could tell I was, and forgive me if I misspoke today as well, but on Friday I was like, I remember like on Saturday I was thinking, didn't yesterday on the podcast I say, wow, now the season starts in late October. And then like a minute later, I was like, okay, so next week, all the premieres happen, but there are a lot of premieres this week. And we'll get into them. We'll talk about them. And maybe tomorrow I'll talk about Manifest and if it was any good. But sorry for the scattered show today, more free flowing. But I'm glad that I was able to bring it to you. Thanks for listening. Appreciate all of you. Remember, check us out at DVRpodcast.com. And you could also check me out on Twitter at WAxoFoley and at DVRpodcast, and email us. dvrpodcast@gmail.com. I'll try to include, I will include some sort of link to Newbie Dues in the show notes for you, Kellum. And, I think that's about it. I didn't really talk about what I recorded last night. Insecure, Ballers, Kidding, Alaskan Bush People, The Circus, You. And tonight I will be recording Better Call Saul Lodge 49. House Hunters. Oh, 9-1-1 premiered. That was fun. I'll talk about that later. Magnum PI and Manifest. I will record those. And later in the week, I'll talk about Maniac and The Good Cop. I've been watching some of the episodes of both of those. So, all right, Flu Pod is over. I'm going to go edit out a lot of the coughing I did. I hope I catch them all. And I will talk to you all later. Peace out.